B-Pod Studios.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the fourth and final hour here on Zolak and Bertrand.
It's makeout music, huh?
Fake promos are coming up at 1:50 here on the show.
Like this, McCone?
I could get in on this.
You know who sings this?
No.
Jesus Christ. Hart. Anna Nancy Wilson. Turn up, T-Bone. This is makeout music. Everyone parking, McCone? You didn't have a girlfriend, though, did you?
Someday, right?
You park yourself. You'll park
yourself. He also wasn't born in the 50s.
Shut up.
The drive-in movie theater?
Get some
share
popcorn.
A milkshake?
Did your milkshake bring on?
Just on my bike. Yeah.
All the boys to the yard?
Let's go back to the calls, shall we? They've been waiting patiently, and we want to get to them. Larry and Stoughton, take it away.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm a little tired of the Bill Belichick bashing and the, the quarterback. Listen, guys, there is no quarterback in the league that could have helped the Patriots last year, no matter what you're saying. The thing that really bothers me is that Newton turned around and he scored more touchdowns than wide receivers. You know, just take a moment of your time and look at your homework and realize.
Yeah, I call the games. I'm there every day.
Yeah, what I
can visualize every play from last year.
Now, what
the
I want
good
to
and
do
the,
is
Larry, the good and the bad. Okay. The good and the bad.
And there, the good and bad. There you
he
go.
Was good.
There
he was good. He was good.
The there good were, and the bad.
Yep.
The good and the bad. No, but I keep hearing the bad. What I'm trying to say to you is, like, why don't you emphasize, like, the Patriots had 8 players in leave because of COVID, and then you had 8 players leave from free agency.
Yeah. We knew that going in.
Tom Brady. And all
I hear from Larry and all I hear from everybody on the Cam Newton side of things are the excuses. I never hear why he was good.
Yeah.
I never hear why he will be good this coming year.
There's
I know
no
he'll
answer.
Be better.
It's just he's
I know
be
that he'll be better. I agree. He will be better.
You can't get worse.
He will be better,
right.
And the team will be better, and what's around him is better. There's no doubt in my mind that he will be better.
Larry, I've been around this team and covered it for over 21 years.
Why was he good?
I've never heard the head coach defend a pick six on a screen.
I keep hearing this call. Larry.
Never heard it. Never heard it before.
Your call is similar
ever.
To 60 other calls we've taken on the matter in the last couple of months.
Brady turns it over on that screen against
COVID.
The Jets.
We can't turn the ball over like we did.
Guys
no.
around him.
I don't know where
no
else.
No time
to
prepare in the offseason. He right. got signed late. Yeah. Awful year to come in and learn the Patriots offense.
Tom House.
All of it true.
Yeah.
Tell me why he's going to be good. Tell me why it's unfair to say, yeah, they tried Cam Newton for a year. It was okay. They should get something better. Why is it wrong to say they should get something better? They don't owe Cam Newton anything.
Why'd they give him the contract?
They owe him nothing.
Why'd they give him this contract they gave him? Why is it so small? If it's going to be so much better this year, why didn't they double down on him? Why don't they gamble on him? If you know that's the that's the truth. I just don't think, and the reason I say that, there were good times with him over the course of the year. But we have a 15-game sampling now with him. We kicked Brian Hoyer's teeth in after the horrendous decisions he made in Kansas City. He never dressed again.
He's freaking terrible. They should have never played him.
It should have been Stidham's game.
He was visiting the Jets yesterday. Was
yeah.
that right? Yeah. I hope he takes the gig. I hope he goes.
You want him to tutor a young kid?
He'd probably make a great coach.
He's going to make a great coach.
He's going to make a great coach someday. He's not a great quarterback.
He'll be back here coaching.
Good for him.
He likes it here. He lives in Dover. They're going to settle here. Kids like it here. Family likes it here.
Sean in the car. Hey, Sean.
Hey, you guys just touched perfectly on what I was going to get to. Why all the praise for Cam? What did he do other than say all the right things and show up to deserve all this praise? I think anyone that's a true Patriots fan should want to see the team do better. So going out and getting a guy like if Jimmy G shakes or Kellen Mond or Mac Jones in the draft, someone like that that can actually improve the guys that we have, you know?
Yep. And there's a bunch. We've given all kinds of names that could be better better options for the Patriots. Teddy Bridgewater, right now, instant upgrade for the Patriots. He could be available, and he could be available for a mid-round pick. Could be a fourth rounder.
And that's a true, honest assessment. That's not a slight at the other guy you're taking.
Instant upgrade right there.
Yes.
Done. I think the Saints are going to get him, though.
I do, too. I know for a fact the Saints ran on Jimmy.
But let's say this. If the Saints do get Teddy Bridgewater and the Patriots don't, they've now eliminated a suitor for Jimmy Garoppolo. As you said, it's the suitor.
They were the suitor. Yeah.
Bears love Dalton for some reason. New Orleans dries up as an option for Jimmy. They got nothing to do but keep him or...
I don't think the Bears had the balls to wait Jimmy out. I think they could have been in on Jimmy. They panicked. Because Trubisky's gone. You're not sure about the other guy. And we need to make sure we at least have some because we're paying a lot of money for our freaking defense and our receiver.
Let's go to Tom in Londonderry. Hey, Tom.
Hey. Hey, guys. Yeah, the last couple call you Beetle and the other caller just stole my thunder. Like, why the praise for Cam Newton? I understand he's a likable guy. I understand that he was great coming out of Auburn. But for the love of Christ, he can't throw the football anymore. How many times on your broadcast did you question, what the hell are you doing? Look at his throwing motion. Look at his decision-making. Forget just the actual physicality of his game, the mental aspect of his game. He is diminished. I hope he proves me wrong because I did love him in college, and I did love him down in Carolina, and I thought, well, maybe there's something left in the tank. Bill might have hit a home run here. Last year pretty much proved, like, oh, no, dude, you're washed up. You're garbage. Nothing against you, but you have gone down the road of old quarterbacks like that have come before you. Warren Moon, Brett Favre, you know, when you hit the cliff or you fall off the cliff, you fall off the cliff. And that is exactly what we saw to Cam Newton.
Well, he can make like one out of every five throws really well, which is great. He can sometimes do two of five really well.
I thought he played extremely well in Buffalo.
It's not complete garbage. He can still throw the ball. It's just that he can't do it consistently.
I thought he was really good in Buffalo. I thought that was one of his better games. Not enough people talk about the Buffalo game because of the fumble at the end of the game. But I thought he was in control in that game. Start to finish. I thought they panicked with him because they got the ball early, I think, around midfield. And he like ran it and threw little bubble things and this, and they didn't give him a chance. But then he started to hit some things in that game, and they opened it up a little bit for him. And that's how they got back in that game. It took control of it. I'm not going to sit here and just say he wasn't good at times. Of course he was good at times. He was great in Seattle. That's a bad defense. We learned that throughout the course of the year. We didn't know that week two. Week two out of the gate. People are talking about giving him $30 million a year. Mike Tannenbaum, when
I don't know why we're... I can't believe we got sucked down this road again today.
I've been openly crediting him when he was good. But there was much more bad. When you look at the whole scope of the whole year, you have a bigger sampling.
I just like how today, the thing we discussed on
That's
Cam
data.
Newton,
that's science.
The thing we discussed was Tom House saying there's hope for Cam Newton to get better.
He worked with him, and he's had guys that have had
That's
issues.
That's our Cam Newton topic of the day. Yeah. Tom House says Cam Newton can be a better quarterback, and I believe him. He can be. He absolutely can be. And then here comes
the crybaby
Cam Newton crowd. Oh, my God. Enough.
They're almost as bad as the Celtic Green Teamers. Like the Jason Tatum defenders, I'd say you can't even have a discussion with them. You're stupid. Stupid guy here. Non-basketball guy.
At least Jason Tatum's really good.
Yeah.
Like... All right.
Yeah. But
Jason Tatum
not,
has his fanboys because
that,
he's awesome.
But that's not my argument.
Like he's got a ton of ability.
That's not my argument with him. My argument with him is I want him to freaking just take over like a beast. You know? That's all.
Oh, man. Sam in the car. Sam.
Sam, I am.
Hey, guys. Great show and happy belated birthday there, Beetle.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
John Beetle.
The thing that people don't understand is Cam Newton has always been a running quarterback for 10 years. What happens to running quarterbacks? They get the snot kicked out of them, and they have a short shelf life. So he's been getting the hell knocked out of him for 10 years. It's not the coronavirus. It's not the toe. It's not the shoulder. He got beat up a lot.
I agree with you, and I think he got unfairly officiated when he was taking that beating. I thought there were headshots he took that should have been called that were never called. And that's because he's at Carolina.
Because he's a big physical guy. He's built.
His stature. Like you hit him in the chest, your head goes up, and you hit the helmet. And I mean, he took legitimate hits under the chin and helmet that weren't called.
He doesn't cry about it like Brady does.
No,
either.
He doesn't bitch.
Yeah. Brady would cry about it. He'd whine to the refs, which is part of the game. Most quarterbacks do that, but Cam doesn't do that.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
So he doesn't cry for those flags. Nick in Woburn. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. Real quick, just to touch back on the Cam Newton thing real quick. I mean, I'm watching games last year, late in the year, and Cam's not getting it done. And I'm thinking to myself, Stidham was supposed to be the guy who's starting. Why not just throw him? I know that he didn't perform well in Kansas City, but it's like, why not just throw Stidham in for a couple plays? But, you know, back to my original point, why I was calling was Edelman now. You know, he's doubtful to play this year. It looks like he probably won't lace him up this year. I mean, he's been battling knee injuries. And I don't really want to see this turn into a Pedroia situation like with the Red Sox, where he's just sitting there taking a roster spot and you know, eating some money when we could
have free that up. If he can't play, he's not on the roster. This isn't like baseball where you're going to keep the guy.
Yeah.
Football, you say, thank you very much. Appreciate your career. And they move on. You could say it's unfair to the player.
It is unfair to the player because he's... When he's done and you look at the numbers, and specifically, the playoff numbers and Super Bowl numbers, they're there with Jerry Rice. They're as good. The guy's been money. He's been clutch. And he hasn't made a lot of money. And what's that whole argument? Is he a big outside guy or is he an inside slot guy? And he got pissed about that. He's like, I do both. And he never had that huge, big contract. So...
617-779-0985 is the phone number for you. You want to jump on board? Go for it. There's more news today in the Deshaun Watson case, though. Deshaun Watson with a minor legal victory in his case today. We'll get to that coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drives you crazy.
Zolak and Bertrand get into it.
Everybody's in on it.
In the middle of the day.
And I feel like I've been ranting about this for 10 years.
And now, you can get Zolak and Bertrand on the radio.com app.
Mr., highly underrated band of that time. The wind blows hard against this mountainside. Thompson Twins, another good one. Hold Me Now. A lot of good ones this year, boy.
617-779-0985. I do want to get back to the Trevor Bauer story in a moment, but I also wanted to update you on Deshaun Watson. Today, he won a ruling in court.
Ooh.
A judge has ruled that Deshaun Watson's accuser must proceed in her name. Tony Busby opposed a motion that would require the use of the plaintiff's name, arguing that one of the victims in the case, Ashley Solis, who is one of the names that is already on the record, he claims that Solis has received at least 10 death threats since going public with her claims on Tuesday. That argument did not win in court, and it could mean that the 20 currently unnamed plaintiffs could be more likely to accept a settlement in lieu of attaching their names to their claims against Watson. Whew. That was Rusty Harden's goal, according to Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio writing about it, saying that was Rusty Harden's goal, forcing the unnamed plaintiffs to reveal their identities. Some, if not most, of all of them will accept a settlement proposal instead, where they do not have to give their name publicly. They do not have to face that public scrutiny. And as a result, they will accept settlements that are, you know, sealed.
I'd agree with that. I agree with that. Like, if you want to go after him and you got a legit thing, you know, put your name on it. I'm standing by it. I'm standing by my name. I'm standing by what happened. I'm standing by the incident. And I want him to go down.
So the judge has said the case is thrown out, and to proceed, you have to refile the case under your real name, not under Jane Doe.
Yeah, because then it's like an anonymous loss. It's an anonymous civil suit.
This is the first ruling in the case of any kind, and Deshaun Watson has won.
He's got a good lawyer. I mean, people can make fun of Rusty Harden, but he's a good lawyer. He knows what he's doing. He's been around the block.
Back to Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer, in the story that was written on The Athletic by Ken Rosenthal. In Ken Rosenthal's story, it says Bauer declined to comment. So Ken Rosenthal reached Trevor Bauer, and Trevor Bauer declined comment on the story about Major League Baseball collecting baseballs from his start. That he reached Bauer, and Bauer said nothing. Bauer does have a couple of tweets on the matter. This is his response on Twitter, though. LOL, always fun reading desperate and misleading clickbait headlines from national gossip bloggers. We'll stop right there.
What is Ken Rosenthal?
Is Ken Rosenthal national gossip blogger?
No, you say, give me your top reporter in baseball. I say Ken Rosenthal.
Trevor Bauer has already, in his first sentence, lost a lot of credibility.
Yeah, Tim Kirchin, all those guys. Very, very good reporters.
Ken Rosenthal is the furthest thing from a flamethrower.
Solid.
Give me a break.
Solid. And if you want to put an end to it and LOL it, give it to Ken. Yeah, Ken's ridiculous.
He says, to translate fake journalist speak for y'all, it's unclear whether equals I can't be bothered to look into this because it doesn't fit my narrative. Where are the articles about balls from every other pitcher being taken out of play in literally every game this season?
Okay, well then maybe this is a new MLB thing.
So his defense is every pitcher and every start has had baseballs taken from the game and sent to Major League Baseball for examination? That's his claim.
I think he's right. I think the way they steered it, so obviously you put Trevor Bauer's name like forward here. But
why would he say that if that's not true? Go ahead.
I think they're collecting baseballs from all pitchers right now. They're doing it to everybody. I think Trevor Bauer is just someone people were willing to go to the point and say, listen, there were stuff on the baseballs, and that's what it was. I do think other pitchers are here. But the issue with Trevor Bauer and the reason he's dodging this a little bit is because he is guilty. It's obvious. You can go back to September 2019.
In 2018, too. He had 2018 issues that people raised these questions about him.
And there was a month in September 2019 after he got hit all season long. His spin rate jumped about 200 RPMs.
What?
His what?
Oh, McCone. His spin rate. The RPMs were going off the chart.
You baseball people, you.
That's how they're tracking this stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Are they?
His spin rate went through the roof.
And he said himself, the only way to increase someone's spin rate is by putting something on the baseball.
Tyler, I'm just going to tell you, the fastest way for baseball to lose people is to start invoking spin rate in any sort of real frequency.
I'd let it go.
Spin rate. Here's what I would say to Trevor Bauer. Stop putting stuff on the balls. You got bagged. You got caught. This is what happens. You got caught. They're cracking down on it. They want to take this out of the game, and you got bagged. That's not much of a response to now attack Ken Rosenthal as being a fraud. Yeah, you're not going to get a lot of people to buy in on that. Yeah, you're right, Trevor. Ken Rosenthal. He's all about the gossip.
So now, since the Astros situation, they're going to crack down more now on things.
It needs to be talked about more because it affects every single pitch, and it's a bigger advantage than steroids ever were.
Steroids.
Sticky balls are better than steroids for pitchers. I could see that. Yeah, I could get on board with that.
The movement of the ball, yeah. If you can make it drop, sure.
I mean, that's not to say that steroids don't help. They most certainly do.
Yeah, but for a pitcher,
I wonder how Tyler, to control
the ball more,
as a younger man who did not really live the steroid era, the true steroid era of baseball.
You ever take roids?
How he feels about the roids in the game.
You ever take steroids?
No, I have not done steroids. Not yet.
I took Andrew.
Just a cycle. But I do think you look at the spin rate and stuff, look at baseball. The batting average continues to go lower and lower league-wide every single year. all these pitchers, they're getting in these labs where they're using foreign substances. You go back to Clay Buchholz. Remember the
bullfrog?
Yep. The bullfrog sunscreen. He really kind of set a big movement.
Who was
that
the Yankees
stuff.
Pitcher? He had all the gook
he
on
was
his
a neck. Pioneer.
Pineda. Yeah, Pineda just went to the mound with this massive glob
pine
on his
tar,
neck.
Like, little pine tar. Moron.
Yeah, make it a little more less obvious.
Yeah. Jesus. If you think about it, when Farrell had to go and expose Pineda, he didn't want to. You know why? Because every pitcher in the game is doing it.
Yep. I'm sorry, I can't stop watching this UMass goal in overtime last night.
Were you watching it?
It's DeRochi just tweeted out again. Still can't believe this happened last night. What a wraparound. What a dish. What a finish.
Oh, man, look at
the bench erupt.
It doesn't even do it justice to watch just that.
I know. But I like it. I like it. I like seeing the how distraught Minnesota Duluth is. They thought they were gonna three-peat. That's hard to do, three-peat. Teams won back to back. That's hard to three-peat. Whew.
It's hard to three-peat. Yeah, no, I would say you're right.
We should maybe road trip to Amherst tomorrow night after they win. Wanna go party, McCone?
I'm in. We'll go.
Take your Ford. Whatever music you were listening. What's that music you were listening to in there?
Luke Combs.
Who the hell's Luke Combs?
Country.
Okay. Sounds it.
You'd like him.
Anybody Luke is country.
You'd like him.
Beatles watching again. He's like,
nah, I'm just seeing all the support coming in. John and Rockland, last night's OT win by UMass over Minnesota Duluth was epic.
It was big.
The Minutemen just defeated a team that has won two national titles in a row. Thrilling, dominant fashion, despite not having their starting goalie and leading scorer. I would say they were not dominant in the game. That's not the story of that game. They were dominant in overtime. They were not dominant in regulation.
Right. They hung in enough to give them a chance to do
they
what they
hung
did.
Hung in there. They outlasted. They worked harder.
You brought up a good point about
that is what they did. They are not they were not more talented. They did not create better opportunities.
Yeah.
At least in regulation, they certainly didn't. They got outshot in every period. It was the overtime where they turned it on.
And what a boost for the program. You brought up a good point on young kids now. All you Hockey East nuts. Go to your state university.
Yeah, why don't you go to the state U? Why don't you go to UMass now?
Nice campus.
You want to go to BU for?
Yeah.
Get out of the city. Northeastern for.
Get out of the city.
Here with that. Boston College.
You ever do the darties, the spring parties and all that? You ever do those?
Let me ask you a question. When
sure.
When you talk to someone who went to BC, how do you know? Yeah, first thing they tell you.
Smug.
Right?
Yeah.
That's like the first thing out of their mouth.
What is it?
They went to
what
BC,
did you term
like
it? Undeserved.
Douchebags? What?
No. I said, what did you call them? That they got all upset about?
Oh, yeah. I called them that.
Yeah.
But I used a word before it that had a certain element that they didn't like very
much.
Yeah,
I know what it is now.
They canceled their ads here because of something I said. We lost an account over
can't
that
can't say
one.
Nothing nice about us. That's bad.
How many years ago was that now? Like 3 years ago? That was it, McCone.
Three.
That was it?
Oh, yeah. They were done.
Well, that athletic program's thriving right now anyways. They don't need
like
to help.
Righteous.
And yeah, they pulled their ads that day. They threatened to take the clip from the show and send it in an email blast to all their alumni. And my response was, please do. I'd love for them to hear it. And then they didn't know what to do with themselves.
Yep.
It was like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, no, please. Put that in the email.
Then,
send it to everybody.
Then
and tell them where they can find me. 10 to 2 on the Sports Hub every day.
Then they made me wear my Clemson shirt when they had that.
That's right.
Remember the big game against Clemson?
Big game against Clemson. Someone shows up in his Clemson quarter zip.
They threw seven passes in that game. Then they Garoppolo that game, yet they didn't have control like the 49ers did.
Yes.
But total flip before they were getting ass kicked and still didn't throw it.
Yes.
We run the ball. That's what we do. Dazio,
I guess it's
it.
This story time on a Friday. I used the word sanctimonious before it, and they thought there was like a real religious thing that I was hitting at there.
No.
And they were like, oh, it's anti-Catholic. And I said, well, the unfortunate news for you is I was raised a Catholic, so I don't know where you're going with this one.
Yeah.
They really didn't have much. They didn't have really much to say after all that. No, please send the email. Go ahead.
Hey, at least
cancel
UMass.
The contract, all of it.
You get to UMass, at least you know where the campus is.
Oh, at least you know what I mean? Get real people in a real school.
Where the hell's BU's campus?
And you're not getting ripped off. What's the the cost of tuition and everything over there
does
now?
Does it start at the Paradise and then it ends where?
Ah, you Eagles.
Yeah.
Northeastern's not going to blow you back like that.
Nothing wrong. I got nothing against Northeastern.
Yeah, they're never in a fray.
I got nothing against
them. They never get in a fray. They're just there. They're there off Mass.
They don't have the same attitude.
They're there off that Mass Ave.
Same problem.
Mass Ave exit.
Same problems.
What's that pizza joint on a quarter? It's always open, like late night, down there by the hospitals, on your way to Northeastern there. Oh, you don't know? You probably didn't go to it. You probably never left campus.
No, I didn't.
I just like to stay in my room.
Study.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
I'm here, aren't I?
That's right, baby.
Kicking ass. Check me out.
There you go.
So go to the State U. That's what I'm telling all the kids now.
Bingo.
You want to go to a real school? A big school? A state university?
Phenomenal food.
Zoe loves the food there.
Great
cold
dining.
Milk.
But just a huge campus in a real
ice
college town. You want to go to a real college town? Right here in Massachusetts, there's only one. There's only one place you can go for that.
Watch kids Worcester. Jump off roofs.
And it's not Worcester, McCone.
Right there in Central Mass.
It's Amherst. It's the one college town we got. And the one true big campus we have. The State U. And
what about Worcester?
Have a chance to be champions. National champions tomorrow.
When I had Corona, and I was out that
and
week.
That's the chip on our shoulder we love. That was not one of those hockey blue bloods, the BUs, the Northeasterns, the BCs.
You guys started that Worcester stuff when I had Corona and I was out that week. And that Worcester guy song.
At Worcester.
You learn a lot. They had universities.
They got bridges.
We do.
And schools.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey.
They got bridges.
I'm from Worcester.
Chuck Fit on Twitter. He's a big BC fan.
Chuck.
We've been going back and forth.
Hey,
for
Chuck.
Years. He said, poor Mark Bertrand couldn't get into BC. Like I would have applied. Please.
Like a BC for
please. Like I would have applied.
You basically lived in a city. You're in Quincy.
Give me a break. Yeah. I'm not going there.
BC's not in the city.
It's kind of in the city.
They fail to have a connection to the actual real people of this state.
Yeah.
That's the truth about
hey,
BC.
Worcester.
There's no real connection.
Yeah.
Worcester!
Yeah.
You not find it, Tom?
What?
Worcester song.
Worcester!
Hey!
They got hills!
The state capital!
They got a bridge! Now they got a minor league baseball team!
They got the Woosocks.
Park looks
baby.
Great. Woosocks. Park looks wonderful.
I was
wonderful.
Just there Tuesday.
That's great. Oh, you guys will be seeing Rochi
it's
there.
Delightful. We got fake promos coming up. 617-779-0985. More your calls are next, too.
What a city! It's got some hills. The Worcester Hills. It is the heart of the comedy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds
so
from talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fake promos coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985. Get to your calls. You are an ally of UMass is what you are, so.
Absolutely.
You're someone who roots for UMass.
Yep. That's where everyone my money
knows,
goes.
Everyone knows my love for UMass. But I don't know that I could take it to the level that this guy can, that you're about to hear from. He's
Who's
called
this?
Us before. A friend of mine and Hardy's now, too. He's a buddy of Hardy's now, too.
Why?
Because he's a pretty special guy. The lefty in Salem. On the line. Lefty?
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm good. Nobody can defend UMass the way you do.
Well, listen, the reason these guys like me is got them backstage to see the Gin Blossoms and meet them because I helped break that band, and now Beetle and Hardy are regulars with the Gin Blossoms.
Friends. That's what I would call us, friends. Not only that, so here's one for you. You know who Lefty knows, and you know you guys have a mutual friend. Zoe and Lefty are both friends with John Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There you go.
Do you know? Wait a minute. So you know Obi?
Well, no, I just, Johnny Bon Jovi is, you know, had a birthday party for my 75th backstage with Bill Belichick waiting around the corner. So I worked with John for 12 years, and he's the best superstar I ever worked with.
That's great.
All right, Lefty.
He's just, now, listen, here's the most important thing. You guys, listen to me. 41,000 young people from all over the country apply to UMass Amherst. The average GPA of those who are eventually seated is 3.9. Mm-hmm. You realize that's an A. So the best and the brightest want to come to UMass. And the price tag is under $31,000. While arrogant BC at 70,000 plus, Northeastern 70,000 plus, BU 70,000 plus, all these schools, MIT, and here we are ranked number 26th in terms of great research universities in the United States of all publics. We got $250 million in research dollars between UMass Amherst, Lowell, and Boston, and the medical school. This school is on fire, and it is the best and the brightest in Massachusetts and all over the country want to go there. And we're so proud of these athletic teams because these kids are student-athletes. These kids on this hockey team have a plus 3.0 GPA. The baseball team has a 3.4 GPA. So we're getting wonderful student-athletes who love the school and are graduating. And this state should invest even more in it. So we need the state to put in more than the 20% that they only put into the UMass budget. They should support it a lot better than that.
And now we want all the good hockey players too, Lefty. We want all the kids growing up here to go to UMass now.
Well, we do. And we just, this is the first recruiting class we've ever had that are all United States kids.
Yep, usually that's right. We want Americans.
Thank you, Lefty. Nobody better. Nobody better to defend the state university than Paul Wenick himself. He's a UMass Hall of Famer, that man right there.
Big roadie, huh? Knows how to break down sets in it? Deals with the bands?
No, he wasn't a roadie.
Backstager? He's a trunk pusher?
No, he was guys that managed the acts. Mm. Helped them break through. Yeah, no. Please. A break. Man, I couldn't do it like he does.
I couldn't either.
Right?
No kidding.
Just absolutely perfect. Senior year at UMass, he was 5-1 as a pitcher with an ERA of 1.24. Is that good, Tyler?
Tyler.
1.24?
What was his spin rate? Yeah.
I don't know what his spin rate was.
What was his VORP?
What was his BABIP?
I don't know what that would come out to now.
What was the exit velocity of the hitters against him?
One of the top pitchers in the country his senior year at UMass. That guy, man, does he defend that university well. Better than I can. Ben and Weymouth for Zoe on Sharks.
Hi, a quick question for Zolak there. Is it too early in the season for Capes or the Sharks down the Cape? What have you heard, my friend?
Is that me pirate from down me South Shore?
Is that an Irish pirate? What
we got me Irish pirate here. I'm going to take me Irish boat out and try and get the skull and crossbones flags flying as the Great Whites. We try to spear. Now, I have no clue. They're out there. They're pinging.
What would a Morgan Freeman pirate sound like?
Like to take you guys for a long walk on a short pier. I better just jump off into them shark-infested
waters. That sounds like normal Morgan Freeman.
And they must have swam. They were on that dock when they put the Mrs. Roast out there as bait. You know, it's the holiday roast, and that duck spun around and just swim, jolly, swim.
Chris in Hartford's on the line. Chris, what do you have for us today?
Oh, this is something. This is something special, and I want to thank Beadle, Zoe, and Hardy. I know he's at the Masters.
Yeah, we don't care about
that. But we got to put an asterisk next to the Masters because they would never allow him to go to a normal Masters. There's an asterisk right next to this Masters. I want to thank Harvey for the platform. I walk around Hartford, and people say, "I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey." Have a great day, guys. Happy weekend.
All right, see ya. That's a good point.
There's an asterisk next to the Masters.
Did Hardy
they
really
would never
get
let
to go?
Hardy in for a real one?
Think about it. Think about it. Maybe less of interest because no Tiger. Tiger effed himself up. Big car wreck. We're looking forward to him potentially being there. There's going to be bad weather. The admittance is down. The allowed spectators, corporate members, you know, everything's restricted. Is Hardy really at a real Masters?
Is that the biggest insult you could ever give Hardy, though?
You didn't really go to the real Masters, right?
Yeah, you didn't do it right. You didn't do it. You didn't do the real one.
Even McCone thinks so.
And you didn't earn it either.
I know. It was like, it was sort of given it to him. Given it to him. Pity. Pity ticket.
We're taking crap for playing the Worcester song.
Hey!
What?
The Worcester Hills.
Yeah, there's apparently some other song.
No, that's the best one. I don't want to hear the other song.
From the 60s or 70s.
I don't care about that.
Roger Saloom's I Gotta Get Out of Worcester.
Well, that's like, hey, I want to leave Worcester. Yeah,
that was apparently a big hit on Boston radio in the 1970s.
Well, that's like Worcester
and
sucks.
And Alan says it's better and it's funnier.
Yeah, because you want to leave Worcester because it sucks. That's what they thought then. But now it's great. Hey.
I typed Worcester song into YouTube. That's the first one that came up.
Yeah, not that one.
Sorry.
Plus, we want to celebrate Worcester.
Yeah, exactly. Things
we
are happening.
We want to enjoy Worcester.
They have great Chinese food there.
Is going through a revitalization right now.
I stick with the Bankroll Boys. Like, they know their food.
Let's get to today's takeaways, the promos.
They give.
Give it to me now.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know
Worcester.
How you do it.
And they give.
What are they?
They're here.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now,
Worcester.
It's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, would be for today's takeaways, but it's Fake Promo Friday brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who wants you to embrace the warm upcoming months as a lighter and healthier you. It all starts with one call or a form fill out at awaken180weightloss.com.
Okay, what's the? The week is over, for us at least. Hardy's at the Masters.
God.
We were allowed to get a little crazy today because he wasn't here to yell at us and ask us what we were doing.
Do you see the emails and texts like how grumpy he is?
Grumpy man.
Yeah, he's getting old.
Yeah, let's
get
to it.
Oh, you got those for me?
Yeah, fake promos. Let's have it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Jim in New Hampshire wants to do exactly that. Jim.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can I speak?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
No, that's not even fun. That's just an accurate representation of what happens here day to day.
I have a question. How many camels a day does he smoke?
10.
10. He's 10 to 18.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
DJ's in Maine. He's got something on Jeremy Swayman. Jeremy. Yeah. Oh, sorry. DJ on Jeremy.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Such a dick. What a dick.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
I was getting on a list of other callers today.
We got a number of complaints about you doing that to some callers.
Oh, get off here, Rod. That's what I do.
Middays Stop at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Ralph in Linfield's been hanging on with the Red Sox thought.
I love hanging on because I went and I got myself an unbelievable clam plate with tartar sauce, onion rings, and french fries. I just finished, so good timing. But I really called in because you baldy.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How come Felger Maz don't get the calls like that?
They do.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good timing, Felga.
Screw up all
I
the
just
names.
Finished the most delicious fish and chips, and I even used a little vinegar on my fries. You think Felga would put up with that?
Yeah, he'd move on.
Oh, but delicious malt vinegar.
How good was that from Kelly's
and
yesterday?
And I just finished.
Kelly's yesterday. Onion rings, clams.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm just going to send pictures my camera roll to Slack now of photos that I think everybody would enjoy.
How big is it?
It's not that big.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm not talking about that. Shut up, McCone. Pervert. Got a lot of perveted stuff about McCone.
Yeah, it got a little weird today. That's
yeah,
awful.
Sure did.
They're like, that kid's a freak.
Yeah.
Imagine what he does by himself at home.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
We did it with those 90s jerseys. That was a bad blue.
Wasn't the Patriots blue of the 90s Chicago Cubs blue?
No, it wasn't that. No. Kind of, yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.
You know what? Because you get the Cubs gear. They don't inundate you with the over-the-top amount of blue. Like, you'll get the stripes, and you sort of can't tell, but
At least they got that nice red popping off the sea.
I just saw the update from Hardy on Twitter. He got a bloody nose at the Charlotte airport. Hmm.
Good.
See, look how stressed. Do you know how freaking stressed he is? The fact he even said he's stressed.
He's a stressed man. He's a stressed man. Yes, for sure.
How many of those cigarette pills do you think he took? Probably like 10.
Let's go. We get to
middays at 10. Zolak and Bertrand.
The red flag for me, and I had a guy who came to the house, and you know, he would do me here.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Masseuse.
I think you should have tightened that one up to just, I had a guy that would come to the house and do me.
Do me here, yeah. Shut up, McCone.
You need some context.
Yeah, do you? Final one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, my God.
Now you have
this
to
isn't say, real.
Now you have
Holy
to say
Jesus.
It. I thought it was fake, too.
Oh, that ain't fake.
It's not fake. You have to say what
oh
it is,
Oh, my God.
No, you I did don't have this. To say anything.
Yes,
I don't have to say anything.
Yes,
you How did
do.
You not tell me this?
I don't have a way to communicate with you.
Jesus Christmas.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's Zoe watching Portnoy pornos.
Jesus.
That's what that was.
Keep him coming, Dave.
Zoe likes his work.
Oh, my God.
Get kinkier.
Hey, everybody have a fabulous
have a good
weekend. Masters, WrestleMania, whatever you're into. UMass tomorrow
Chiefs,
night. A chance to be national champs. To bring it home to the state. You have a great weekend. Even you BC losers. I mean it. We'll talk to you Monday at 10. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Black and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
En masse.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Bruins zone, it's one back of the net. Lauzon protects it near side, and the horn is going to sound. Lauzon took a chop from Garnet Hathaway. Those two guys are barking away. Remember, these two teams are going to meet again on Sunday at TD Garden, but this has gone final. For Jeremy Swayman, two starts, two wins. And for Brad Marchand, back-to-back games with a shorthanded game winner. Your final tonight in D.C., Bruins 4, Capitals 2.
Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on Friday, April 9th. Friday's our agenda-free. It's agenda-free Friday. Meaning the agenda is set by your wonderful phone calls. While you guys are populating the call screen, a week of opening takes. My opening take is going to be on the Bruins and Jeremy Swayman last night. So that's why we played that play-by-play. But just let me tell you quickly, agenda-free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose some new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. We got Maz and Murray alongside from our Town Fair Tire Studio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.